in the forecastle getting his kit together. The indomitable lieutenant, burly and bluff, was in Captain Graveling's cabin, sitting before the shipmaster with a glass of rum and water in front of him. The master broke the silence, and there lurked a rueful reproach in the tone of his voice. "Lieutenant, you are going to take my best man from me, the jewel of 'em."
"Yes, I know," rejoined the other, immediately drawing back the tumbler, preliminary to a replenishing.
"Yes, I know. Sorry."
"Beg pardon, but you don't understand, Lieutenant.
See here now, before I shipped that young fellow, my forecastle was a rat pit of quarrels. It was black times, I tell you, aboard the Rights here. I was worried to that degree, my pipe had no comfort for me. But Billy came, and it was like a Catholic priest striking peace in an Irish shindy. Not that he preached to them, or did anything in particular. But a virtue went out of him, sugaring the sour ones. They took to him like hornets to treacle. All but the buffer of the gang, the big shaggy chap with the fire-red whiskers. He, indeed, out of envy, perhaps, of the newcomer, and thinking such a sweet and pleasant fellow as he mockingly designated him to the others, could hardly have the spirit of a gamecock, must needs bestir himself in trying to get up an ugly row with him.